From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. 10 Americans who are members of a Baptist church group in Idaho are being detained in the Haitian capital after trying to bus 33 children from Port-au-Prince across the border to Santo Domingo. Haitian officials worry about possible child trafficking with the children. The church members say they were only trying to help abandoned children by taking them to an orphanage in the Dominican Republic. Officials say they lack the proper documents. The group planned to take 100 children to a beach resort they are converting into an orphanage. The bailout fund set up to rescue banks during the height of the financial crisis could lead to more reckless behavior by banks in the future. That's the thrust of a new quarterly report to Congress from the watchdog of the taxpayer-funded program. NPR's Renita Jablonski has more.
The Special Inspector General for the $700 billion Troubled Asset Relief Program tracks how the taxpayer dollars are being used. In his latest report, Neil Borofsky writes, not much has been achieved when it comes to fixing the underlying issues that helped create the financial meltdown. Borofsky puts it this way, the market is more convinced than ever that the government will step in as necessary to save systemically significant institutions. The report points out, while the cost to taxpayers will be less than feared with some banks already paying the government back, many of the program's goals are not being met. Borofsky notes the fund was supposed to encourage banks to increase lending to businesses and individuals, but lending is actually decreasing on a month-by-month basis. Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has approved Toyota's repair plan for millions of vehicles with sticky gas pedals. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton has the story.
The gas pedal crisis is a public relations nightmare for Toyota, a company that became the world's sales leader largely because of its vehicles' perceived reliability and safety. Toyota stopped making and selling 8 different vehicles while it sought a remedy for gas pedals that can become stuck and cause unintended acceleration. At least 4 people have died as a result. The automaker says the problem is caused by condensation buildup in the pedals. According to the Associated Press, Toyota has received clearance from NHTSA for its repair plan, which the automaker will likely announce Monday. The recall affects more than 4 million Toyota vehicles around the world. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
Pope Benedict today is calling on business and officials to curb job losses. He spoke in particular about 2 Italian plants that are slated to be shut down. It was a surprise boost to unions trying to keep the factories open. The U.S. firm Alcoa owns 1 of the 2 Italian plants. There are new unconfirmed reports out of Pakistan that the leader of the Pakistani Taliban has died. Reports have circulated for weeks that Hakimullah Massoud was killed in a U.S. drone attack earlier this month. Massoud had put out 2 audio tapes denying the rumors. This is NPR News. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says President Obama's job creation plan cost somewhere in the neighborhood of around $100 billion. He told CNN's State of the Union today that the idea is to help fill in the hole from jobs lost during the global recession. One hiring incentives program the president mentioned in his State of the Union address last week would cost about $30 billion. London's Sunday Times reports that China has been carrying out commercial espionage against Britain. Larry Miller in London says the charges include sexual entrapment, blackmail, and electronic eavesdropping on business executives.
A leaked document prepared by the British security agency MI5 reportedly says the Chinese government represents one of the UK's most significant espionage threats. Undercover Chinese intelligence officers are said to have offered British business people at Chinese trade fairs gifts, including USB memory sticks infected with so-called Trojan bugs that permit remote access to the user's computers. The 14-page document describes how China has attacked UK defense, energy, communications, and manufacturing companies in a concerted hacking campaign. It says Chinese intelligence entices businessmen into sexual relationships, bugs their hotel rooms, and then attempts blackmail. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Security operations for the Super Bowl, the Winter Olympics, and awards shows are being tightened in light of security lapses, most recently the attempted Christmas Day bombing of a Northwest Airlines jet. Sports and government officials say they're stepping up operations at the NFL championship game between the Indianapolis Colts and New Orleans Saints in Miami next Sunday. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.